This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like music radio, we're playing the hits, right? And that culminates at the end of the week in the talk radio countdown show. But the hits in terms of talk, the conversations about things that matter, and because we're all different, there are different things that matter to all of us, right? What might
That's
be
very true.
On Jay's mind is not necessarily on my mind. And people who are listening, they hear some of the story. That's why you have such a variety here. You can choose from column A, kind of like a Chinese menu, right? Okay, well, I'm going to listen to that story, or I have something to say about that story. So social media, connect with us, Facebook and Instagram. It's easy, at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Help yourself. Comments usually are corralled by the end of the week. We use them in the countdown show and other places as well, thinking about how we communicate. I am looking very much forward to the day. And I say that people say, oh, this is kind of unprofessional. Why are you complaining when something doesn't work? I remember back in the early days of radio, you never talked about your competition. You never talked about things that didn't work. You only talked about that, which was good. And
you did not talk about what was happening off air.
Yeah, right. You never talked about that stuff. Oh, no. Once in a while, we'd talk about one of the other hosts on the air, or if they did the crossover, like at the end of your shift, the next guy that comes on, you'd have a conversation with him. It was never a her. There were no jocks, female jocks, when I was on the air as a jock. I think the first female, I'm trying to remember, there were a couple in New York that were there for a long, long time. Allison Steele is one of them. I remember her bright red head. Great voice, really great on the air. But that was the exception, not the rule. There were plenty of great broadcasters, great radio hosts in the starting in the 50s through the 60s, 70s, 80s, even in the 90s. Some of them, there are a few around today, but radio has killed the, at least as far as music is concerned, the personality that people, you know, some of the morning shows, they all yuck it up and the phony baloney laughs and all of that wasted. Yeah, it just isn't real. So one of the things that we try to do here is to be real. When you get a phone call from somebody who's your friend, it's a real conversation, isn't it? Right? But that differs because emails, the flat screen, you don't have any emotion. So
cool.
sometimes
there is emotion, but it's the emotion the reader is putting behind what was written, not what the writer has written.
Yep.
And then, how many times have people gotten into fights? You're like, why are you yelling at me? I wasn't yelling at you.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it. Yeah, look at the words that you chose. Good words sometimes, bad words sometimes. Sometimes when you communicate good news, sometimes bad news. We have all of that here in the conversation on the radio. The events of the day, the people that people are talking about. And so I start with this focus on foreign accents here and why they are good, especially if you expose your children. Now, I wonder if the same thing is true, Jay, for the different accents that we have in our country, different dialects. And there are many parts, not so much in, I'm just trying to think of whether there's, in the Spanish idiom, I don't think there's as much, but, you know, the nuance of the Chinese language, for example, there are like 6,000 dialects, and people that are, the Mandarins don't understand the Beijingians. Is there such a, if you're from Beijing, you're a Beijingian, right? Makes sense. Anyway, so back to what we are discovering here. As you learn a language, and as the children hear the language, this is the time, by the way, I'm thinking about my grandson, Miles, who will be 8 in December, which blows my mind in and of itself. But him being exposed to different languages in school, and not only languages, but different things to study, things that would intrigue you, the scientific stuff. He's fascinated with history. He's fascinated with dinosaurs, fascinated with the space stuff, loves NASA, and he loves to talk with his gramps about some of the stuff that he can understand. You know, he gets, I've given him over the years various space tools, like the shuttle. He had the shuttle that he could put together and take apart, understood what that was all about. Some other things that, you know, he's been able to understand. Okay, that's what this is all about. Now, when it comes to language, apparently this study suggests that there are lots of things that can be learned. But is it like German? Is it like French? Is it different? The Romance languages, that is built on what basically is Italian, the old what Latin came about, and then the Romance languages are built on the Latin language, which is, you know, the alphabet that we use in the West, is something that you know, you don't. I'm thinking because it's Rosh Hashanah this week, some of my Jewish friends speaking Hebrew, how that does. There's a sharpness to the Arabic language. There's a sharpness to the Russian or the Eastern languages that isn't. We don't have that in the West.
Where our language is, some flows a little bit more together, where somebody can be cussing you out and it sounds like they're just saying sweet nothings in a different language. Or somebody's telling you that they love you and it sounds
you
like they're
no
cussing
good,
you out.
Dirty son of a gun. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it's important to have, apparently, according to this study, help children grow their vocabulary by being exposed to a different accents. I wonder how that works, but that's sort of...
Yeah, hearing the same word but said in different ways based on the accent, whether it's foreign or regional. And
but if you learn, you know, learning the fact the Latin, the Romance languages, there's a the whole business about being... It's easy to learn French and Spanish and other Romance languages, kind of they call it bilingualism, because there is so much similarity. You can hear in the Spanish words that feel like they're English. Mm-hmm. Because they have the same...
a similar alphabet, give or take a couple letters, whereas Russian or Chinese, it's a different alphabet. It's different characters.
I have so much respect for people who can learn. I had a friend in college who became he was an expert in Middle Eastern affairs and worked in the Middle East all of his life, and he spoke Arabic, and it was fluent. You know, you have to learn how to think in the language, not translate it as you go along if you're going to be successful. That's what I used to do. I would translate in my head the words that I was saying as I was saying them so that, you know, it could make some sense to me. I never got the brain tuned up so that you wouldn't have to translate it. You would get the word and what it meant without having to translate it. Think about that now, how your brain works.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Huh?
Oh, I loved it. I had a high school friend who was Syrian, and her mom would yell at her in a different language because she didn't want the friends to know what she was saying, and my friend would answer back in English, so we still kind of understood what the argument was about, but when our friend switched from English, it was kind of like, oh, it's getting real. We're not allowed to hear what they're saying anymore.
Right. All right. Positive thought for the day. What is good for women is good for the world. Spoken as by a true women's philosopher. The focus on women around the world and what's going on, how things are changing. Do you know that it's easier in India for women to get an abortion than it is in America these days?
Interesting.
There was a decision by the Supreme Court of India, which stated that a woman's lack of marital status can't restrict her ability to choose to terminate her pregnancy in the first 24 weeks. I say that because there's a lot of hoopla around now that has been and there continues to be with regard to this because so many states are now opting men who are legislators. There aren't many women who sign on to these laws, but men. I look at Lindsey Graham and I think to myself, "You old buzzard, you just don't get it, do you?" I mean, I get it if you agree with him. Okay, fine. But under what circumstances should a man be the decider as to what a woman does with her body? That's kind of, and I know that there are people who say, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't like abortion, and I would stay as far away from it as possible. That's my personal opinion. But what I do is none of your business any more than what you do is any of my business.
Well,
and so you can say you're going to protect unborn rights. Well, you know, that's up to the individuals who are in, you don't have the say or sway, and that's the whole thing about this. We're trying to protect the lives of the unborn. Okay, I get that that's kind of a nice thing, that's a good thought to have, but why is it any of your business? You're not going to be harmed by it. It's like these people that say gay marriage ruins their marriage. How? Good question with no answer.
Because it doesn't. That's the fact of the matter in terms of the abortion conversation. Something that a lot of people are mentioning are vasectomies are reversible. It's an outpatient procedure and it's reversible. But yet when that conversation gets brought up, people are like, they then want to take to the side of my body, my choice argument.
There's a lot of education that's necessary, which doesn't take place in many public school systems because school board members don't want, they think in their ignorance that they don't want to teach kids how to do it. And if they learn about their bodies, they're going to learn how to do it. Meanwhile, France has made birth control free for everybody under 25. I don't know about free. I don't think that's the arbiter of it. I guess that you want to, you know, make sure that, again, it goes back to control, self-control, I guess, as much as anything else. If you don't have sex, then you're not going to create babies.
But it's also not realistic.
There's no doubt. Exactly.
Abstinence is definitely the best form of birth control, but it's also not realistic to think that everybody is absolutely going to abstain. And in that case, then, yeah, birth control, free forms of birth control would be beneficial.
There are a lot of companies who are making a big deal out of this now, offering people, I saw one company in Texas, actually Apple, has said that they will cover up to $4,000 in expenses for traveling out of state for reproductive health care. I think that's pretty interesting. The Levi company is doing the same thing. Tinder is doing it. I can come up with a lot of different companies that are doing it, supporting the rights of people to do something I wouldn't do myself. But again, as I say, it's not my business, nor is it yours, really. 18 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going on 23 after the hour. Okay, so this is from the creepy crawly department, I guess, most anything else. Jay is following Jay Kirschman here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. Mark Anthony, who had been married to Jennifer Lopez, right? Wasn't he married?
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez. How old were the two of them when they were married? Do you recall, Jay?
It was right after Ben and Jen broke up the first time. It was like 6 months later she married Mark Anthony.
They're about the same age, though, aren't they? Aren't she in her early 50s?
Yeah, Mark Anthony and J-Lo, yeah.
Yeah,
the same age. They're pretty close in age. Okay. Closer than this.
They were married a long time, actually. Weren't they married like 14 years or something?
They were married a good amount.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not 14, but 10. They've got two kids together.
Closer than this is Jay's way and my, perhaps, of raising an eyebrow. Mr. Anthony is now engaged to a model whose name is Nadia Ferreira. And how old might she be?
The former Miss Paraguay is 23 years young, and she is 53 years young.
Okay.
He's got a thing for pageant chicks. He is like, I mean, he married the Miss Universe, Dayanara Torres, I think, And then he left her for J-Lo. And then after J-Lo, there was somebody else who was also like a Miss Puerto Rico or a Miss, like, I mean, he's got all these, I mean, some of the most beautiful women in the world have been married to Mark Anthony.
And he's not really.
I don't get it at all. But, so I mean, I guess he's got that BDE. I don't know, but it's, something's going on there.
All right, so what's the story with this lady, Nadia Ferreira? What's her claim to fame other than being Miss whatever? What's her name?
What, Miss Paraguay.
Miss Paraguay, yeah. That's a
model. Miss Paraguay.
How do
I'm
people
really
like
sure
this
what
meet?
Else she's up to.
Ever wonder about that?
They're agents. They're like, it's like shopping. It's like mail order. You look through a catalog, you're
really?
Like, I'd like to be her. Get, and then you go to your agent.
You earmark the page.
I mean, clearly Mark Anthony just watches pageants and then just
it's
picks out
does.
His new bride.
Doesn't he perform at a lot of them?
I think he does, probably
a lot of
for
times
this reason.
Performers.
Clearly he's a judge, too. Yeah.
Wow.
I think this girl, they haven't been together that long, right? Haven't they only...
No. Like,
right? This is a new
months?
Relationship? Three months. Oh, God.
3 months. Nearly 3 months after they debuted their romance, we should say. So how long were they dating before the world knew about it?
Yeah.
Who knows? Not
you know
long.
What I'm
Probably
saying?
Not long.
Fred Ward was one of the most interesting character actors. He passed away over the week. He was only 79. He had... he just
King
was
of the Segway. Doug Steffen.
Yeah.
I know.
What? What do you mean?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter. According to a letter from his lawyer to Twitter's legal team, Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
He's paying the highest price possible. He's trying to get debt at the worst time possible. He's basically being forced to buy this company. It's not like he changed his heart. I think his lawyers just told him he was going to lose.
U.S. startup company SpinLaunch, the company that aims to catapult payloads into space with minimal rocket fuel, has just passed a massive test at Spaceport America in New Mexico on September 27th. The company launched a NASA payload into the sky before recovering it and checking it out and making sure everything was okay. It was sent into the sky by the suborbital accelerator. It spins it at 10,000 Gs and launches the projectile at 5,000 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here is the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
It's Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiance, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour. Why do you build me a buttercup? The Foundations, 1963. How about that for an oldie, goldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records that the old disc jockey remembers? And then some. The music is aimed at putting you in a mood, a good mood, because that's what we all want for ourselves, right? As a matter of fact, thinking of ourselves, I just saw a review, Jay, of people and what they think about. This is a general overview of people and what they suggests. What do you think? What do most people think about more than anything else?
Food.
Nope.
Napping.
Nope.
Sex.
No. Well, it's probably number two. Most people think about themselves more than anything else. Right? You think about your problems, you think about your dreams, you think about what you're going to eat, you think about what you're going to do this weekend, you think about your family, you think about your house, you think about you. Your world revolves around Y-O-U.
Okay,
and that is appropriate. Of course, we have to have a healthy self-image in order to be successful. So under the circumstance, you are, you know, if you're in the sales business, for example, I'm on a radio program that sells stuff. But I'm also, I suppose, selling ideas or thoughts. It's not just commercials. It's what we talk about. All the things that we wrap ourselves around here, Jay, are all things that we think about. And thus, we share that communication with people. And that's kind of what marketing really is. I don't have to be paid to tell people what I think. I am paid to do it because we are in the commercial business, and without the commercials, we're out of business. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it is. But this whole business about people trying to figure out, very easy. Marketers understand what turns people on. Look at all the commercials you hear on the radio. Look at the ones you see on TV. They're all about you. What do you have? What do you need?
What do you want? This will help you.
Yes. It's about you. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Okay, so today is World Teacher Day. United Nations in session now, and each fall in October, they dedicate a day to educators around the world. Started in 1994, I remember, because I was broadcasting from the United Nations, having been invited to talk to some of the great teachers from around the world who were at the United Nations that day. And I remember what a fiasco it was, actually, because the United Nations is a fiasco. One of the poorest run organizations in the world, but they do good things. And that day they were all about celebrating the profession of being a teacher. They were trying to raise awareness of the issues that are in schools, not only in our country, but around the world. Pretty much all the same kinds of issues. Getting enough good teachers, right? And respect for learning. That's something. If you go to Los Angeles and see the outrage that is the public education there, it's the best or worst example of a system gone completely awry for lots of reasons. And the teachers are not respected by the kids because the kids don't get respect. They aren't respected themselves. It's just a whole, it's about, I think that's one of the most important things about that. But do you get respect because of who you are or what you do? It's probably more appropriate if you respect somebody for what they, for, you know, kind of how they're doing the job. They're doing a good job. There are a lot of great police officers who deserve respect. They don't ask for it. They just get it because they deserve it.
Yeah. Or just give somebody respect because of who you are, not so much who they are.
Right. Exactly. So, anyway, I thought that that was something worth mentioning, thinking about all the people who are on their way to school now who may be teachers that are listening to us. That's a really good... the plan is to learn more about other people, even though you think about yourself first. It's, you know, it's just kind of a, it's the situation is that we are ourselves, we need to know about ourselves, but we also need other people. And that's why, you know, places like Hawaii have such little juvenile detention. They have a youth correctional facility. It's a 500 acre wellness center. That's what they call it. It's on a mountain. On one of the Hawaiian islands, and they send youngsters there, juvenile offenders, to teach them about life. And by the way, there are no girls in the system. They're all boys. The boys, and I don't know whether that tells you that, you know, the girls don't do anything wrong or they just pay more attention to the boys. But what I'm looking at is the results of the kind of therapy that they get there and how wonderfully well it serves the island of Hawaii. Even though you would think that watching Hawaii 5-0 or watching, what is it, NCIS Hawaii, that Hawaii is full of bad guys. In fact, it really isn't. It has the lowest crime rates. I think that there are different ways of handling some of the problems of the day. It's not all cut and dry. It's not all cookie cutter stuff. And here's an example of that from the Good News Department. A 67-year-old who obviously was lonely, set up a woodworking shed to combat loneliness in men. I thought this was kind of interesting. You see this? Philip Jackson is his name. Is that the guy who was the coach of the, wasn't he a basketball coach named Phil? Is it Jackson or Johnson? Phil. Am I talking to myself?
My mind is going blank on that right now. But yeah, no, you're
in the LA Lakers.
Off.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so back to England we go. Fellow moves to England from Australia, 67. He felt like he was all alone, and he was. And then he realized a lot of people in his town that were his age also were alone, isolated, that sort of thing. So he started the Men's Shed, which has expanded all across the world, apparently. And there are 50,000 men that now belong to this organization.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalizing.
And women are welcome too, but there are studies that have shown that once people get to a certain age, men have a harder time making new friends than women do. And this is something that is going on. And this guy noticed that too, and he started this, and it's incredible.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing.
It's taken many more men's, quote unquote, men's sheds that the mm-hmm. different chapters have opened up.
Right. All around the world. And then they deal with other things that are problems for men as they get older, their health and well-being. And by the way, you're going to be healthier if you have friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people that you can talk to, relate to, be around, then you feel better about yourself. And the old spirit-mind-body connection, you got strong spirit, your mind works well. And it works well when you are able to have it challenged. People mm-hmm. lose their minds because their minds aren't challenged. They aren't doing anything with their minds. It's like a muscle. It atrophies. That's why people get dementia or some of these other things, because not anything going on literally in their brain. So woodworking is great because it's about dexterity. It's about creativity. It's about looking at something and imagining, okay, what can I make out of this piece of wood? And then there are a lot of other functions. It just serves as a conduit for these people getting together. So good for this guy, Philip Jackson. Good for him. All right, we'll take a break here for a moment and then talk some. There are some women in the news that I think we ought to, the couple of stories we need to share. With women as our focus, we've taken care of the men now. Let's take care of the women next here on Good Day.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
45 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. By the way, more and more people, I think we came up with 400, your father came up with like 438 stations involved in the Doug Steffen broadcast empire. Trying to help people start their day. It's an early morning program for some. It's morning drive for others. mid-morning heard around the world, around the country at different times. But what's good is that along with other radio programs, more and more people, you know, when podcasting has started, Jay, everybody said, ah, that's the end of radio. Mm-hmm. I remember when the FM became big, that's the end of AM. You know, all that foolish stuff is now.
Look at hello. It now.
Here we are. Ding, ding, ding. Here is the story of a woman who welcomed a baby that came into the world on an airplane. So it turns out this lady, Kendra Roden, lives in Connecticut. She was not due for 6 weeks, right? Well, apparently that the baby wasn't having any of that. So she said everything was happened so fast and quickly. Before the plane was able to make its arrival, her son made his arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And for his name, Kendra Roden, wanted to pay tribute to the way her son was born. So the name is Skylin.
It's pretty, right?
Born
and
on
I
the
love
plane.
On the birth, yeah, birth certificate, it yeah. says that he was born in the air.
Yeah. How about that for a story? What's your story, kid? I was born in the back seat of an airplane.
Yeah, she has quite the labor story.
That's but a great story.
So many things can go wrong, and thank goodness that nothing did, because yep. they were in the air. It's not like they had many means to handle anything.
No. And the people, the stewardesses and the flight attendants helped, as you might expect, and there was the call, is there a doctor on the plane, to help out the situation. By the way, for those of you who fly a lot, I'm about to get back into my flying mode, where every week I'll be on a plane going someplace, and I noticed that the federal government has now instituted this week a new policy. The airlines will have to, in the next 3 months, give all flight attendants an extra hour off. Instead of having 8 hours, which is required now between trips, at the end of the day, they have 8-hour rest period, and then they can put them back to work. Now it's going to be either 9 or 10, I think, which seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yep. All right, here's the story of a Texas woman. This is the other side of the world. A Texas woman was convicted of murder for killing a pregnant woman. She wanted her unborn baby. So she got... Well, she ought to go to jail for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
right?
She should.
This is something, the murder of a lady. This has taken 2 years to get to trial, which, again, what happens to swift justice. The verdict, 6 men, 6 women. The testimony was really grisly, as you can imagine. Kind of reminds me, there's a new TV show, a Spanish horror show. It's looking at the... Why do people... You like this kind of stuff. Although in real life, we don't like it, but you like to see it in a film. And I wonder why in this mm-hmm. circumstance. I mean, hopefully nobody will make a movie out of this. But it's just... I mean, you can imagine how gruesome it was. So put this woman in jail and throw away the key. That would be my advice, and I'm happy to give you advice. It's worth what you pay for it. Nothing, probably. 10 before the hour.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren Eckstein is here, 53 after, on the Good Day program. The Pet Show is hosted by Warren Eckstein. Been on the air for a long, long time, helping people all around the country with great stories, anecdotal stories. How do you train your dog? What do you do with your dog if it's doing this, that, or the other thing? I see your next-door neighbor, Paris Hilton, Warren. Her dog apparently is the dog was missing, but apparently it still is alive. How do they know it's alive? Diamond Baby, apparently a psychic, said the dog is still alive. Ever had a psychic, a dog psychic on your program?
Not a psychic. She went to six different psychics.
Six different
psychics. I have mixed emotions about psychics. Okay, let me give, can I give you a story? I was on a TV show in Massachusetts. It was a show in Massachusetts, Good Morning Massachusetts, ABC, there many years ago. And on the show, I was there as a behaviorist, and it was a pet show, and obviously on the air, there was a pet psychic. So I'm sitting in the green room with the pet psychic and the people that have the dog that she is going to analyze and figure out when they go on the air. So beforehand, I'm listening to what she's asking them before we went on the air. And she's saying, well, where did you get the dog? Well, it was a stray on the street. How long have you had him? We've had him about 8 months. She goes out on the set and the host goes, well, what did you learn about the dog by talking to the dog? Well, I learned he had a rough start in life. Sure, he had a rough start in life. He's been a stray dog on the street for 8 months. Doesn't take a psychic to figure that out. So, the bottom line, I believe that there, and I've met certain people, I have met psychics that I do believe in, so I believe there are people that have an incredible ability. I think we all have it. It's just kind of inhibited in most of us. But the thing to remember is that as psychic as you may be, dogs are much more psychic than we'll ever be.
And pretty sensitive in their ways, smelling, psychic. We talk about this all the time. Dogs can ferret out cancer in people, certain other diseases. That's something that you could attribute to psychic ability for sure.
Well, a brand new study came out, their nose, you know, dogs, my specialty was teaching the dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs, so I know a lot about olfactory and their sense of smell. And first of all, a dog can smell two different things out of each nostril, so that's important to
remember. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's impressive. impressive.
Yeah, they can smell.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they're taught. In other words, they can smell whatever you're cooking. They smell maybe two of the ingredients, one on each side of their nostril.
Really?
Which is amazing. Yeah. So.
Wow. Anyway,
besides that, the new study just came out talking about how incredible dogs are at sniffing out stress and anxiety in the people that they live with, because our chemistry changes and their nose, you know, they don't see through their eyes. They see through their nose. So their nose tells them what's going on in the world, and they can pick up stress and anxiety in human beings just by the change in the human's chemistry.
Wow. I think Daisy is the most sensitive smeller I've ever had in a dog. She gets everything is out there, and she'll run around in circles. She'll smell a deer that might have been out there.
But
you know,
why
whatever.
Do you think that is, Doug? She grew up in a puppy mill. She never had the opportunity to smell anything but the same thing every single day of her beginning of her life. So when you take her out, years from now, even 5-10 years from now, she's still going to explore different things, because as a child, she never had that experience.
Yep. She, I told you, she jumped out of the truck to chase a chicken and chipped a bone in her shoulder.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with that, and the doctor doesn't really want to do the operation. He put her on Remodil for a month, which apparently I'm giving her some stuff to strengthen her liver, but looks like it has started to help somewhat. So
did he mention rehab at all? Did he mention
can yeah, oh, no, we're doing rehab. We're doing the water rehab. I'm a great believer in that. Yeah, hydrotherapy is fabulous.
You know what's amazing to me is that I would say that 95% of pet guardians out there have no idea that rehab exists for their dogs and their
pets.
Have no idea. And I have I have a friend of mine who rescues German Shepherds. She took a dog in recently that could hardly walk, stand up. I'm telling you, now the dog is like Rin Tin Tin. You know, hydrotherapy, acupuncture, cold laser therapy.
Acupuncture we're doing as well. Yep, chiropractic, all that stuff.
It does
Speaking
work.
About sniffers, the folks in India are deploying super sniffer dogs to protect cheetahs from poachers. I thought this was fascinating because 80,000 cheetahs get shot a year, which is like those people should all be shot. But now they're trying to help the dogs, or the dogs are trying to help them push the cheetahs from the poachers. Which I thought was
a great idea. You know, they've been using the Rhodesian Ridgebacks and other breeds in Africa for many years to help prevent poaching situations. I cannot imagine, and then, you know, I'm going to get in trouble for that. I cannot imagine thousands and thousands of dollars to kill an animal.
To kill something.
It makes no sense to me.
It's worse than that when you see some of this stuff that these people get away with. They should be, I'm not kidding, they should be shot for what they do. All right, Warren, thank you. ThePetShow.com is his website. Warren Eckstein here with Doug and Jay at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.